Welcome to the Hidden Potential Podcast. I'm your host, Homer Hargrove. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about building rapport and connecting with people. In this episode, I'm going to talk about why it's so important to build connections with people. I'm also going to give you helpful tips on how to build this kind of trust with individuals before you even say any words. And at the end, I'm going to give you a four-step formula that you can use on your own to build rapport with new people that you meet. At the end of this episode, I'm going to give you three takeaways to be able to help you directly apply what we talk about today in your own leadership. And every single week, I bring you a new podcast episode to be able to help you tap into your hidden potential. We do this by giving you practical and ideological tips and ways to be able to help you grow within your leadership and your organization. Let's get started with a big thought, and that is connecting with people is often easier said than done. And many people, we psych ourselves out of being able to connect with people before we even get a chance to try. And building rapport is one of the most coveted skills amongst organizations and businesses, because it seems to be the essence of just being a people's person, but it is actually so much more than that. See, building rapport is building trust for the brand in which you represent. Building rapport is helping connect people's needs to a solution. Building rapport is even simply being a genuine friend who cares. And the reason that this topic is so important to talk about is because so many people struggle with this idea of building rapport with others, thinking that they're being ingenuous or simply because they don't know how to initiate different conversations. And so many meaningful opportunities are lost because of this fear, this anxiety, and the feelings of not being equipped enough to talk to people. And it is so much simpler and easier than people make it out to be in their heads. And in this episode, we're really going to, I believe that you're going to feel equipped and empowered to better build rapport with complete strangers. So let's start off by talking about why is it necessary. See, not only do nearly all organizations, almost every business, every organization needs a growing influx of connections in order to not just grow, but even sustain itself. It needs a healthy growth of influx of customers and people and engagement. And people are community-centered beings. See, other than the idea that the businesses and organizations need it, see, people, we ourselves, we're community-centered beings. And it doesn't matter if a person is an extrovert or an introvert, we all need connection with other humans, with other people. And when you connect with a stranger, you simply don't know the hidden potential that lies within the relationship. You don't know what that relationship can form into. Allow yourself to simply make something available through this simple connection that you made by being friendly. Now, let's get into some of the tips when it comes to building rapport. We talked about why it's so necessary. Now let's talk about helpful tips. And I want to start off, before any words are spoken, you must understand that with building rapport and connecting with people, looks matter. And how you present yourself matters. See, most communication and rapport is built within the first few seconds of someone meeting you. Before any words are ever even spoken, people have this natural tendency to judge a book by its cover. And Be that as it may, you should make every attempt to not get counted out before you even really get a chance to say anything. And if you want to do that, that means that if you want to have the opportunity to have your words received or trusted, then you have to pave the way by how you dress, by your body language, by your face, and to get like more in the details of that. So like, let's talk about like the way you dress. See, your clothes, I don't think that people should necessarily change their style in order to build rapport, unless like your job calls for it. Like if you're a business salesperson, then your company would most likely want you to wear, say, like a suit and tie. But even with that, you're able to still have personality to it. You're able to have your own look, even if everyone is wearing suit and tie. I don't think that the details of your style I don't think that how your style is necessarily what matters, but the details to your style are pivotal to how someone may think of you. What I mean by that is that it's not as much as what you're wearing, but how you're wearing it. Y'all dig what I'm saying? And I think that the best word to describe what you should strive for in your style is to have whatever you're wearing, in a sense, look clean. And what I mean by that is, as an example, no matter what shirt you're wearing, whether it's a polo, a button-up, a long sleeve, or even just a t-shirt, that it to have the right fit and to have no wrinkles. And when I say the right fit, that's kind of like dependent on your style as well. But as like a simple idea, like I remember one time my wife and I met this realtor that had a nice button-up shirt, but it was like way too small, like obviously too small, and it gives a different kind of impression compared to if it just looked like a normal button-up shirt. Like, or if they want to be relaxed fit, like that's fine, but you want to make sure that your fit and it is presentable. Y'all dig what I'm saying? If your fit is relaxed fit, that's fine. But you want to make sure that it connects. That it connects to your body, that it connects to your style. And you also want it to not have any wrinkles. It needs to look clean. Even if it's just a t-shirt, if it was sitting in your laundry hamper for 3 days and it has all these crumbled wrinkles in it, then that's something you want to iron out. Same goes for any other kind of shirt that you're wearing. And whether it's your pants, like even if you have jeans on, that's fine, but make sure that they're not dragging on the floor. I remember one time we went to this like conference, this church conference thing, and one of the speakers, it was so hard for me to appreciate fully what they were saying because I couldn't get over the fact that their jeans were trailing all the way to the ground and the ends were rubbed off from stepping on their own jeans. And it's like, that's not as much style as it is just like not caring that your jeans are being dragged on the floor. Like it's fine to have even like ripped jeans, but like that's a style to it. But have your jeans dragging on the floor, it gives this this feel or this vibe that you don't care that your jeans are dragging on the floor. You all dig what I'm saying? It looks differently. It's not style. It's just it's not being orderly or clean with your style. And same goes for like your beard can be long, but have it like trimmed, like not scraggly. If you have a long beard, great, doesn't necessarily matter, but have it clean cut, like not clean cut, but to where it looks clean along with your style. Maybe your nails, they could be whatever color nails you want, but just not chipped. Y'all dig what I'm saying? It's not as much as the style, but having your style look clean, whatever kind of style that is. Today's episode is brought to you by Gravetop Designs online store. Visit gravetopdesigns.com/shop to find custom-made Christian clothing that's edgy and actually looks good. I crafted all of the designs myself, so I'd love to hear your feedback and tell me what you think. Share your next purchase on Instagram and tag Gravetop Designs for a chance to get 10% off your next order. Shop today, help support this channel. Again, that's gravetopdesigns.com/shop. The second thing to consider when it comes to your looks is your body language. Now, how you carry yourself matters a lot to people that you don't know. Again, people are making judgments about you before you even say a word. And so you want to, again, this is not saying that you have to fit this exact mold or no one's going to listen to you. These are just tips that could be helpful for you. So one thing would be like trying not to slouch. You want to be able to stand straight up, shoulders back, have like a sense of confidence. You don't want to stay looking at the floor. Some people avoid eye contact because they feel anxious around others and so they just only look at the floor. Well, it doesn't exude confidence when you stay looking at the floor. You want to have your head up, you know, look around. Also, you don't want to carry your phone in your hand. And it sounds like I'm being, you know, unnecessarily detailed with this, but I'm telling you, it really does build a lot by just how you carry yourself. I remember one time I prefer wearing contacts. When I was doing door-to-door sales, I wore glasses with the simple notion that that you wouldn't hit somebody wearing glasses, would you? And with door-to-door sales, when I was doing that, I mean, you get a lot of doors slammed in your face, a lot of people irritated with you. And I was able to build just that much more rapport with people because they felt like there was a little bit of trust that they could have since I was wearing glasses. And I remember specifically a sale that I made with this lady that let me, a strange man, into her home to sign up this contract. And in the dialogue, she says, yeah, at first I felt kind of nervous about letting you in, but honestly, I mean, like, even just the fact that you had glasses made me feel like I could trust you a little bit more. And that was literally her words to mine. So as I'm saying these details, I'm not trying to nitpick. I'm being serious about how these little details matter. And carrying your phone in your hand makes a person feel often like you're not fully engaged in that conversation, as if you're waiting to be somewhere else because you have your phone out. Even things like how you put your arms. You don't want to cross your arms because that gives a guarded impression. And you don't want to have your hands in your pockets because it gives this impression of like not so much of a nonchalance as if you don't care. You are trying to portray yourself as someone who is approachable and is easy to talk to and attentive to listen to you. And so all these little factors affect the way that someone will receive or trust you. And I'm telling you, as I'm talking about this, start paying attention to what makes you feel certain ways. When you have certain people come up to you, start paying attention to what makes you feel what. And you'll notice that these little triggers will have different impressions on how well you receive what they're who they are and what they're saying. And finally, your face. Now, the biggest turnoff to building rapport is someone who simply doesn't know how to smile. There's a lot of other things that can go on with your face that can build rapport or tear it down, but it may sound simple. Your smiling can instantly kill an opportunity to connect with someone that you don't know. And just consider how hard it is for you to tell those random salespeople inside, like whether it's the mall or even at like the grocery store, you know, you got that internet provider that's waiting near the exit and they randomly say a compliment to you. And it's while smiling, say, hey, by the way, who's your internet provider? And it almost is hard for you to tell this complete stranger that you don't owe anything to, no thank you, just because they're smiling at you. It's like it's hard because it seems like they're being nice even though all they're doing is really smiling. See, smiling, you legit need to practice smiling. And if your smile looks or feels fake, if it even feels fake to you, you want to kind of like practice looking in the mirror and see what feels comfortable. Because to make friends, you have to show yourself friendly, and smiling is a big part of that. And with all of these things that I'm talking about, I'm telling you, when it comes to connecting with people, these are kind of like these unspoken rules within society that no one necessarily talks about, but they feel and they acknowledge, whether subconsciously or not, we acknowledge these things, and it affects how we trust others. Now, I'm gonna end with this four-step formula in how to form conversation. And I believe that every conversation should feel genuine, okay? No one likes the feeling of being faked talked to. Y'all know what I'm saying? No one likes someone trying to sell them on something. You should try to separate in your mind, when you're intentionally trying to build rapport with someone, you should separate in your mind that the person that you're talking to and about and what it is that you're connected to. Like, make it to where the person that you're talking to or about to talk to is simply a real person that you have the opportunity to get to know better. And after that, whatever happens, happens. And I feel like once I started doing that, I feel like I really had so much more life in me, like when it came to engaging in relationships, engaging with people, because I wasn't trying. I didn't have in my mind like, okay, I'm gonna invite them to church, or I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. It turned into like, I'm gonna get to know this person, and by the end of it, if it happens to be something that's a formidable connection for right now, then great. If not, then at least I got to get to know somebody and I got to practice my communication skills. Y'all dig what I'm saying? And so when it comes to initiating those conversations, I almost always use this FORM acronym. It's four different letters, F-O-R-M, and that stands for Family, Occupation, Recreation, and Message. And so to break it down quickly, if I'm initiating a conversation with someone, I initiate this engagement, I'll start with family and I'll ask kind of like everything about family, or I'll ask about like where they're from, everything originated to their upbringing, the family. And so I'll ask things like, so are you originally from here, from somewhere else? Oh, okay. Is your family here too? Or are they somewhere else? And I'll just start kind of building that conversation, and it turns organically, you know, because I'm really just trying to learn about them and their family. And then that will lead into occupation. So I've asked about their brothers, their sisters, their childhood, what school they went to, you know, things like that. Now I'll go into occupation. And depending on, you know, where, how old they are, this may vary. So occupation could be, you know, what are they going to school for, or what they go to work for? And just asking all about that. Oh, so how long have you been working there? Oh, is that something that like you want to do like forever, or is it that, are you wanting to do something else? And just trying to really learn even whether or not they like their job, whether or not they like their school, if they want to do something else. And just what you're really doing is getting to know their kind of like career path or their life's decisions. And I love talking to people about this kind of stuff. And then the letter R, recreation, that's what do you like to do for fun? And I love that part because that's where you can like see if y'all like some of the same things. And if it's like a guy, I'll say like, do you like playing video games or anything like that? And do you like sports? And it's real easy to start getting to conversate with someone and connecting y'all some similarities. And then finally, the message, that could be kind of like your action step of whatever, deciding what you want to do from there. Like that's where you're like, hey, is it okay if we connect on Instagram? Like, can I get your number? And that's where you're kind of like, in a sense, like closing or directing the conversation to either a close or a call to action or a call to connection. Y'all digging what I'm saying? And this is super simple, but I'm telling you, over the 13 years that I've been in ministry, once I started using this acronym and I learned it very early on, it makes it a simple pathway to be able to conversate and connect with people. I think that often we want to connect with others, but we sometimes just don't know how to go about connecting that. And so this acronym, this on how to form conversations, is just simply a tunnel to be able to go through in order to form these kinds of connections and to build rapport. Now, let's end with some takeaway. Number one, rate your rapport building skills on a scale of 1 to 10 and write down what you feel like you're best at and what you're worst at when it comes to connecting with people and building rapport. Number two, review your looks and pick a 1 to 3 things that you can improve on with how you visually present yourself to other people. Again, it's not as much about your style, but about the details of your style. It's not about what you wear, but how you wear it. And finally, number three, practice this form formula with somebody this week. Go ahead and just get yourself out there. And the only way to get better is through practice. And just even if the first couple times you practice this, have no intention to, you know, in a sense, connect them or sell them on something, but simply to practice talking with people. Because again, building rapport, that's all you're really doing, is you're connecting with people through talking. So all that being said, I hope that this episode was edifying for you today. I hope that made a difference in your leadership. Can you do me a favor? Could you leave a rating and review for this podcast? It really helped me out and help others be able to see this show in their feed. Until next time, have a great life.